Hi everybody, this is Gatsad. A few minutes ago, I posted these comments on my social media, and I thought that I would read them for you here. I'd like to ask you for a moment to temper your political partisanship and your personal animus toward Trump. If the current story involving Burisma, along with the Chinese bot influence, were different in one way, replace Joe Biden and Hunter Biden by Donald Trump and his son, Donald Trump Jr. Would you in the least bit be bothered by the story? Would the mainstream media have been as silent as they currently are? My engagement truly stems from purist ideals. I'm Canadian. I don't care about the individual actors. I care about the integrity of the US political system. I care about having the US serve as the bastion of freedom, including being free of corruption. If you are a truly honest person, could you genuinely ignore the current unfolding scandal? Again, forget about Trump. Does the current story bother you in any way? Does Biden appear to be innocent? Is there not enough evidence here to warrant your warning flag to be triggered? Is there more evidence here than that which shaped the Russian collusion narrative? Look within the deep recesses of your mind and past your hatred of Trump and ask yourself if getting rid of Trump warrants having Biden in office. Again, I am truly a person without a dog in this fight. I opine from my home in Montreal, Canada, unencumbered by political loyalty. I ask you to think long and hard about your vote as relating to the ideals of the United States. If you think that the values that Biden embodies are more representative of the foundational values of the United States, then vote for him. Otherwise, don't vote for Biden, not because you love Trump, but because he is the last stop on the train to a banana republic. Activate your cognitive system and not your affective system. Look past your visceral hatred of Trump, and think about whether Trump or Biden epitomizes the corrupt, cancerous political class that has turned your beautiful country into a cesspool of personal interests. Good luck.